For the past 30 years, Care Heating and Cooling put you first. You are the reason they are open 7 days a week. You are why they make it easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Concern for your safety is why they check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. It's because of you that their technicians are paid to fix your furnace and air conditioner, not sell you a new one. And if you do need a new furnace, their team will make sure you get exactly what you need at a cost that fits your budget. Care Heating and Cooling is committed to doing business right. Call them at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th, hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. It's our anniversary, so we're offering 25% off the entire store. Valid April 10th to the 14th. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online now at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you, just as you are.
Douglas is one of many who found a new life through Seattle's Union Gospel Mission.
I was living on the streets when I heard this guy talk about how he got clean and sober at the mission. So I decided to give it a try. I could feel something working inside of me, and I knew I was getting better. Today, my number one goal is to stay clean and sober.
And grace will lead me home.
To hear more, volunteer, or donate, visit UGM.org.
For the past 30 years, Care Heating and Cooling put you first. You are the reason they are open 7 days a week. You are why they make it easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Concern for your safety is why they check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. It's because of you that their technicians are paid to fix your furnace and air conditioner, not sell you a new one. And if you do need a new furnace, their team will make sure you get exactly what you need at a cost that fits your budget. Care Heating and Cooling is committed to doing business right. Call them at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, nine,
11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13, 14,
15. The 15-minute morning show.
It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. We are locked and loaded and ready to shoot.
Woo!
Yeah. I don't know what that means. But anyway, we've got special guests today. You're gonna meet them in a second. But first, in the room, we have Skiri.
What's up?
We have Gandhi. Special guest A, you'll meet her in a second. And there's Garrett. And there's Scotty B in the other room. Here's special guest number two, who you'll love. And here's Danielle.
Hi.
And of course, you know, Nate. Asshole over here.
Oh my God.
Wow. Poor Nathaniel. Wow. Oh, you can't make up like that.
I should be nice. He's spending the night with me tonight.
That's right.
What's up?
So our guests in the room, we'll start over here. So what can I say about Zena Burns? Zena Burns, we've been working with Zena, God, ever since she was in charge of digital for Teen People magazine.
Back in the day.
I used to write
back
a little article for them, like once in a while, remember?
Yes, and you were at the fashion show with Paula Abdul.
I was.
Where she, yes, you hosted the fashion show with
right.
Paula Abdul, where she was out of her mind.
Oh, she was.
No, we're not dating ourselves at all.
No.
But actually, so she was in charge of social media before there was social media at Teen People. And so Zena is a very dear friend of the show and ours personally. We love her, Zena Burns. And over here, Taylor Jukes.
Hi.
Hello, Taylor. Taylor, of course, she's running all of our operations in beautiful Miami for our show at Y100, and she's also a Canadian. It's now time for Ask a Canadian.
Oh. Why?
Is that the national anthem?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. You don't even know your own national anthem?
It kind of sounded like a different song for a second.
Well, now that you're
with the remix.
Well, now that you're living in Miami, have you forgotten all about your home country? No.
Yes, a lot.
Well, it's a new segment on our podcast called What's That All About?
Yeah.
where we ask a Canadian. So go ahead. Ask away. Oh, Gandhi has a question for a Canadian. Yes.
Okay, so anytime something bad is happening here in the U.S., we are always like, I'm moving to Canada. In Canada, if something goes down, do they say, I'm moving to the United States?
Never.
No, I didn't move. I knew it. I knew it.
No.
Only border hoppers one way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody wants in.
Yeah. Have we ever really known of someone who definitely said, screw it, and they actually moved to Canada?
Well, no. I knew one who
said... People threatened to.
He said he was leaving the country if something happened, and then he left the country. He moved to Australia.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, welcome to Steve. What's It All About? Ask a Canadian. Taylor Jukes is here. Yes.
Other than Michael Bublé and Justin Bieber, what are some other big, like...
Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes and Drake. You're right.
I'm sorry, Alanis Morissette.
Some other big time, like, you know,
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd. I forget he's Canadian.
Yeah, Shawn Mendes, like you mentioned. Yeah. Alessia Cara was one. Mm-hmm. There's tons of big Canadians.
Mm-hmm. They don't even have accents, like, you know, a boot accents.
Tate McRae, who we just hung out with at the Elvis Presley Summer
Party. I heard it. I just heard the accent.
I heard it.
Okay, ask a Canadian.
I got one.
We call it, what's it all about?
Okay, it's a two-part question. Why do you guys like hockey so much, and do you play hockey yourself? What's that all about?
That's three questions.
Yes, Canadians love hockey. It's like the national sport, obviously. Big deal. No, I don't play hockey. But I can ice skate.
Oh.
And I can ice skate in men's hockey skate.
Oh.
Talent.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't use those girly figure skating ones with the toe. I use the men's ones.
Look at that. Ooh. I will tell you, I went into a hockey team's locker room one time.
Oh. Really?
It's the stinkiest thing I've ever smelled in my life. Hockey players sweat and stink more than any other sport.
Not where I thought you were going with that conversation.
What else did you do in there, Duran?
I sniffed the room and left.
Okay. I got one.
Oh, okay. What's it all about? Ask a Canadian.
What's poutine all about?
That's French. That's on the other side of the country.
But it's still Canada.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Everybody loves the poutine, but it's mostly a Montreal...
Well, what is it? What's the poutine?
Oh, it's cheese
fries.
Curds. So they take cheese curds and you put it on French fries and then you pour gravy. Oh,
so good. You never had poutine?
No.
Oh,
I want that.
Oh, wait. I find that hard to believe.
I need to go to Canada just for that.
Yeah. And that's just the original. They make all these different ones. You can get like pork belly on top of it. There's like boutique poutine places. Oh, maybe it is
boutique poutine places.
I thought disco fries were good, but that sounds real good.
Welcome to What's It All About? Ask a Canadian. Yes, Scary.
So I was in Montreal recently, and I was shocked to find out that they have like Jewish deli wars and bagel wars in Montreal.
Why is that weird?
Well, because I thought that was only like a New York thing.
You thought Jewish people only lived in New York?
No. I didn't expect to go to a place like a French province like that, and they're fighting over bagels. My question is, do they feel that they are New York and the United States pale in comparison?
Are you talking to Weird Al? I saw you.
What's
the question?
What
is this all about?
New York has the best pizza. Do the Canadians be like, F New Yorkers and their bagels, we're the best? Do they have that complex, you know?
What did you just
say? I heard Iggy Azalea was there.
Why think you're the best? Like, you're the shit. Like,
what are you talking about?
What is the question?
The
question is, do you guys...
Okay,
can I just say, I'm from Vancouver, BC, which is on the other side of the country.
Right.
We're all very nice from there. That.
Yeah. That's like asking a New Yorker about Alabama. Like, we don't know. We have no idea.
I've been to Montreal once. It's beautiful there. And yes, the people are a little snotty there about their food. I'll say that much.
That's what I'm asking.
Is that what it's all about?
Is anyone else exhausted from that? I don't know what just happened.
It was a roller coaster.
I had experience.
I think maybe... let me know if I'm asking you a question. Here in New York, we are very, very pizza-passionate proud.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, where you're from,
yeah.
What do you guys do better than we would ever be able to do here?
Besides poutine.
Okay. Poutine's on the wrong side of the country.
Salmon.
Okay.
Salmon. That's a perfect one.
Salmon.
Yes, the seafood is amazing. Like a wild Alaska, like that halibut comes from Alaska. It also comes from British Columbia up there too. Oh, it's the best. The seafood's really good.
Oh.
What an an easy answer to a very complex question.
Very complex question. I have a question.
Oh, wait. What's it
I
all
think
about?
We're out of time based on Scary's question.
What's it all about? Ask a Canadian. Go.
It's not all about maple syrup.
No. Okay. It's not.
Let's wait for somebody to answer.
I went to Vancouver a few years ago, and we wanted to hop off a bus at a certain street, and the bus driver said, oh, no, that's a rough area. I'm going to take you just a little further down. And it was one street in Vancouver that was the craziest thing I've ever seen. It puts anything in New York to shame. They said anything goes there. They send everybody to this one street to do all the bad stuff. What is the name of that street?
Hastings Street.
Yes!
East Hastings Street.
Never seen something
what is
like
so
that in America.
Interesting about East Hastings Street.
It's, you know, it's a lot. Like, I'm not sure what the comparable in New York would be, but like Venice in LA, it's a homeless area. It's a really large homeless population in that area. And, you know, a few years ago, Vancouver opened a safe injection site that they could at least be safe, and they just kind of all came down. So it's an ongoing economic.
It was explained to us that basically in order to keep the crime down everywhere else, they're allowing everyone to head over to Hastings Street and just kind of like live your life. Do it over there. Don't do it anywhere else. I was like, wow, I've never seen this
it's
before.
It's a bit of a party. There's tent cities down there and stuff. But,
I saw a guy with a giant boa just walking around. I'm like, "What? How did a snake get here?
Oh, a snake or like a feather boa?
No, like a giant boa constrictor.
By the way, welcome to What's That All About? Ask a Canadian. Scotty B has a question for Taylor. Yes, go ahead.
I do. Who is Tim Horton and why is he all about coffee?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to fail as a Canadian here. he's the coffee guy. Tim Hortons is the biggest coffee chain in Canada.
Even Justin Bieber has like a collab
with
him.
Yeah, he's got donuts.
Yeah, donuts.
Is he a real guy?
Is he a real guy?
Long gone.
They're actually like they're up north a lot too, like not northeast.
We have them in Erie.
But yeah, they're in Pennsylvania, Ohio,
they
Michigan.
They started trying to come into New York, but it didn't work so well.
But wait,
it's pretty good. Yeah, and they're tied to hockey too. So in some of the places that Ghanian mentioned, in New York, in the arenas, in the hockey arenas, they have Tim Hortons as well.
Well, so we just learned something about Nate's hometown, Erie, Pennsylvania, they have a Tim Hortons.
Yes.
So if they're ever looking for one reason to go to Erie, we got one.
Oh, and there's several reasons.
But to sound cool, you say Timmy's, though. You don't say Tim Hortons.
No,
you
look at Garrett.
Timmy Ho. It's Timmy Ho's. Yeah.
Well, my brother-in-law.
The Canadian thing to do is go to Timmy's and get a double-double.
My brother-in-law is from Quadra Island, so I've gotten a crash course in Vancouver.
Oh, God, we didn't know that about you. Yeah, you've been listening to Ask a Canadian. What's it all about? And of course, Zena's here. Like, well, what about me? Ask me questions.
Well, no. I'm actually curious because I grew up in Detroit, which is the only place in the world where Canada is south of the border.
Right.
Windsor.
Yes. Fun fact. So I grew up about a mile away from the border. So we used to go all the time. And I know that you can drink, gamble, and buy codeine over the counter when you're 19.
All right.
And also that at McDonald's, you could get a lot of things that you can't get at the McDonald's in the United States.
Oh,
like
really?
They used to have Canadian bacon on their bacon cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah. There.
So what is something that you can get in the United States that you can't get in Canada?
Oh, what's it all about?
Oh, monkey pox. That's good.
So something you can get in the United States that you can't get in Canada.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Thinking of food. I mean, guns come to mind.
Yeah. Seriously.
Let's not go there.
Man, that's so
what
sad.
Is that?
It's so true, though.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Yeah. Don't be sorry. I think that pretty much answered that question.
That's it. I think. Thank you.
Well, all right. Well, look, it's been a great round of What's It All About? Ask a Canadian.
Ask an Irian.
Oh, anytime.
An Irian.
And that's the end of the podcast.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm uncomfortable.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.